An update now on a story we had on back in November. We spoke with a man in Texas who was setting up a new kind of hunting operation. John Lockwood said it would let hunters shoot wild hogs, antelope, and other animals over the internet. Well, over the weekend, the first online hunt took place. The hunt has produced quite a bit of outrage. But as NPR's Luke Burbank reports, it gave one hunter a rare moment of liberation.
Dotted throughout the Texas Hill Country, just outside of San Antonio, there are literally thousands of tiny wooden shacks with rectangular holes cut in them, just big enough for a hunter to fire a gun through. And from the outside, John Lockwood's hunting blind looks like all the others. But inside, it's decidedly more high-tech. Flanked by two Dell computers, a server, and a tangle of wires is a contraption Lockwood has spent the past year and $25,000 building.
We got us a spare tire carrier from the back of an SUV, a pan tilt motor from eBay, access camera from eBay, old video camera had at the house for a long time, a rifle donated by a friend.
The Remington semi-automatic rifle has a small wire loop wrapped around the trigger. The wire is attached to a motor, which in turn is connected to one of the computers, and it's all being controlled by a man in Indiana who hasn't moved his body in 17 years. Dale Hagberg was a junior in college when he broke his neck diving into a lake. His room at his parents' home in Ligonier, Indiana, is decorated with animals he shot during his hunting days before the accident. He's wearing a fleece camouflage gown that his nurse, Pat Cook, made specially for the event.
He told me once that he didn't think he would ever be able to wear camouflage again. And now he's got the reason to wear camouflage.
Hagberg has a special computer mouse he can control with his mouth. He calls it his Jouse. Using buttons on the website liveshot.com, he can move the rifle back and forth from 1,300 miles away. John Lockwood, a baby-faced man of 40 who works at an auto body shop during the day, loads the rifle. This weekend, Hagberg is hoping to bag an exotic black buck antelope, or maybe a wild pig. But not everybody is rooting for him.
This is terrible. This is not good.
Kirby Brown runs the Texas Wildlife Association, one of the state's largest hunting organizations.
I don't want people who aren't there, who aren't really hunting, to shoot them from a distance, you know, from New York City or whatever.
News of the website has sparked international outrage, with the Humane Society branding it pay-per-view slaughter. The Texas state legislature is expected to ban all remote hunting as soon as it can, and so far six other states have already passed such laws. 14 more are considering it. Speaking through his nurse, Dale Hagberg says some able-bodied hunters just don't get it.
If everyone who is against this knew someone like Dale and knows how much it means to him, they wouldn't be against it at all.
For many opponents, the phrase online hunting conjures up images of a robotic gun sitting in the middle of the woods, firing at will. But that doesn't really describe live shot. A human is always with the rifle, and even then, the gun is only armed when an animal is right in the crosshairs.
Okay, here she comes.
As a fallow deer wandered into the open, Lockwood breathlessly directed Hagberg from his cell phone.
Shoot when you're ready, Dale. Stop, no. Right.
It's almost more excitement than either of the men can take.
I don't know about you, buddy, but my heart is beating 1,000 miles an hour.
They never do get a clear shot off, but Lockwood says just the thrill of the hunt was enough.
That's what this whole thing is about. Those people that do hunt and enjoy hunting, that feeling is what keeps them doing it. And for the first time in 17 years, Dale got that feeling too.
Lockwood isn't upset that Live Shot's first actual hunt didn't net any animals. After all, he says, real hunting doesn't come with any guarantees. Luke Burbank, NPR News. San Antonio.